Hallelujah. We can count on that. We can count on that. We don't have to wonder about God. Not ever. We don't have to wonder about him because he never changes. Aren't you glad that God doesn't have mood swings? I could dance off of that one. I don't have to get up in the morning wonder what mood he's in. When I go to bed at night, I don't have to wonder if he's going to keep me. Hallelujah, because he promised to never leave nor forsake. Hallelujah. So I can lay on down, not knowing what's going on around me, knowing that God sees all, knows all, and has promised to keep. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, it is in the name of Jesus that we glorify you in here today. We give you glory. We give you honor because you are so worthy. There is none beside you. No God, just you. Father, thank you for calling us to be assembled in your presence today. Father, thank you for what you will speak to these hearts of ours. God, thank you for the work that you will do in each one of us today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that no matter how much needs to be done, you will do it. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus, our Savior. Thank you, God, because he saves to the uttermost. And we are so grateful today. Father, in Jesus' name, speak to us. Hallelujah. And amen. 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 Jesus, coming to the place where we will not waver. Coming to the place that the storms won't move us. Coming to the place where we will be like the Apostle Paul. None of these things move me. None of these things move me. That's where we're headed, church, where nothing moves us. Things will come to move us, but they won't be able to move us. You know what I'm saying? They're going to come and they come hard, but they won't move us. Jesus. Because I know that God is God, and I believe him and not you. I believe him and not the circumstance. I believe him and not how I feel. I believe him. Say, I believe God. Say, I believe God. I believe God. Hallelujah. 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 Hebrews 11 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders, those who went before us, obtained a good report, because they believed God in their trying times, in times when it looked as if nothing at all would change. They didn't let go of God. We can't let go of God. We got to let go of people. We got to let go of things, but not God. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Sometimes your dream is not God's dream. Let that dream go and grab hold of God's dream. Hallelujah. Don't let go of God's promises. God cannot fail today. He can't fail. He can't fail. My God, he can't fail. He can't fail. He can't fail. He can't fail. He cannot fail. He cannot fail. The scripture says those things that we expect God to do, those things that we expect him to do, we can keep looking until we see them. Because the faith that we have in God not being able to fail, God can't falter. God cannot disappoint you. Not really. Not if you believe him. Not if you believe him. The scripture says through faith, we understand, we come to know that the worlds were framed by the word of God. God said something and things came into being. we understand that the worlds were framed by the word, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Out of nothing God said. God, in the emptiness, God spoke. In the darkness, God spoke. And things happened the way he wanted them to happen. That same God today is speaking to us. That same God is calling those things that be not as though they were. God is changing your circumstances even as you sit in here today, as you hold on to him. See, we've got to hold on to God himself. And we've got to know that the word of God anchors our souls. God speaks so that we'll be anchored. That's why we stress so much, and why God stresses so much, that we need to know what he's saying. If you're not reading your Bible, if you're not studying the word of God, if you're just waiting for somebody to preach to you here and there, if you're not studying for yourself, you're missing out on that place where God wants you to be, where you'll be trusting him because you heard it yourself. You understood it yourself. Somebody didn't just come tell you. You got it firsthand. God's wanting us to get it firsthand, church. It's okay if I stand here and if I tell you the truth. It's okay if all these preachers stand here and tell you the truth. But what's going to really benefit you is that you study in ways that we cannot cause it to benefit you. God said, you pick up the word and you read it. You pick up the word and expect the Holy Spirit to explain it to you. There's no such thing as if you belong to him, you can't understand it. If you're saved, if you've given your heart and your life to him, there is no way in the world that you won't know what this word says. And so we understand that the worlds were framed by what God said. We understand that the word is living and that the word is keeping us. The word is helping us to be what we need to be. Romans chapter 4. When God speaks to us about Abraham and Abraham trusting him and believing him, there's something that I really like about these. You know, when you change Bibles, the stuff on the page changes where it is. Okay. Okay. So when you change Bible, it switches that side of the page. You know, everybody know if you got a Bible that you read all the time, it's on one side of the page, in the middle of the page, every time. And if you get another Bible, it switches on you. So it switched on me, but I'm back now. I got it. I found it. I got it. Romans chapter 4. I want you to listen to this. Romans chapter 4, God speaking about Abraham, so a man that he spoke his word to, a man who had to wait 25 years before he saw that word even begin to manifest. It didn't start happening right away. He had to wait for it to manifest. That's why you've got to know what he said to you, because circumstances and time will come and time will pass and things will sometimes look like, did God really say that? And he did. And it's like, God, you're repeating yourself in here this morning. But I promise you, God is trying to wake up in somebody today that I believe God, that to the point that you won't let it go. And so let's read this. Romans 4, beginning at verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world. Now think about this, that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of none effect. Because the law worketh wrath, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not just some of the seed, and not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the Father of us all. I had a conversation with somebody recently, and they said to me that the natural Israel was not God's children. I said, where you get that from? I said, when you read the word of the living God and not go by the doctrine that you've been taught otherwise, you will see that God is never done with Israel. Y'all need to hear. God is never done with Israel. The scripture says that Israel has been set aside to give us opportunity to come in. And when our day for coming in is done, then God is going to save all of Israel. I don't think you hear me. Here's what God did. God promised Abraham and swore by himself that he was going to bless and multiply Israel. Yes, he did. Hey, he said, and I'm giving you this word so it'll anchor your soul, because God knew how crazy Israel was going to be. He knew how many times they were going to wander away. He knew how many times that they would just plain old just be out of it altogether. And he said, and when the day comes, I'm going to bring them all the way back to me. So don't you ever think those Jews over there in Israel don't belong to God. Don't you ever believe that he doesn't have them covered, because he does. Don't you let nobody tell you that lie. I don't care how crazy Netanyahu is, whatever his name is. He's a Jew and God's got him covered. Y'all better believe me. Whoo! And so God said, listen, if God has promised them who have wandered, how much more those of us who are in Christ Jesus is God going to save? Y'all don't hear me today. How much more am I saved by the blood of Jesus? How much more? You read the book of Revelation and you see who the 144,000 is. Don't play with me today. Don't play with me today. God says, listen, I'm going to save all your seed. Your natural seed and those who come through Jesus. That's what this scripture is saying here. God promises to a man who had no children and a woman who was barren. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. God will bring something out of nothing. God will bring something out of nothing. God will bring something out of nothing. Can you hear the Spirit of the living God today? He will bring something out of nothing, because God said it. And he cannot lie. He cannot change. He won't change. And you can't tell me that he didn't say all of Israel and he didn't mean all of Israel. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I don't need to know. Because my scripture says, see, y'all think you know too much. The scripture says God's ways are past finding out. You can't know all of God's ways. I don't care how many Bible schools you go to. Because man is teaching it. Man is teaching it. Men who don't believe. Y'all better leave them alone and get back to this Bible. They know nothing. They know nothing. Don't let go of the word of God. If God says he's the healer, guess what? He's the healer. If God says he's the deliverer, guess what? He's the deliverer. If God said he can save anyone from any situation, then guess what? He can save anyone from any situation. I need somebody to help me in here today. Jesus didn't go to that cross haphazardly. He went to that cross on purpose. Hey! He had me in mind when he went. He had you in mind when he went. He's the Savior today. Not a Savior, the Savior. There's no way to God except Jesus Christ. I don't care how many folks say they're worshiping God. If they didn't come through Jesus, then they are not worshiping. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And I am the light. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says God promised him that he would be heir to the world. Think about that. You got to be in Abraham's shoes. You got to believing what God said. See, we see the result. But when God is talking to him in that moment, my God, the word has got to work in him to help him believe what God said. Can you hear what I'm saying? God's word will work in you until you believe it. We got to stop looking at people like they can't be saved. We got to stop looking at people like God can't change them. Yes, he can. 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 I asked God for an opportunity yesterday to talk to one of them parents out there at that park whose children are troublesome and having problems. I asked God for favor to speak, and then at one minute I said, no, I probably better leave alone. And then I felt it again. And then I went over and introduced myself, had the most pleasant conversation, and then she said, I really do appreciate your prayers. I really do, because I need them, she said. My children need them. And when we got through, it was just so good. And I thought, God, you so smart. We have got to believe if he tells us to do something, he's going to work that thing out. Can you hear what I'm saying? I didn't want to approach him at first because I know there's been a lot of trouble with their child. But when I spoke to her about her and her child, oh, Jesus, and their relationship, she said, yes, we need prayer. Pray for us. I said, Lord, thank you. Because you know, don't write anything and anybody off, church. Don't do it. Jesus didn't. And who are we to be condescending? Because that's what it is, condescension. Don't write anything and anybody off. Because he made Abraham heir to what? The world. He made Abraham heir to what? 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 He made him heir to the world. In Jesus Christ, God is gathering all men for all times. I want you to think about that. In Jesus Christ, the past, those of us who are believers in Christ today, who are called the church, and those who are to come after us that's going to be saved. The church age is not the only age where God is gathering people. Let me help you. Sometimes we feel like we're it, but God has gathered people from ages past, and he's going to gather people from ages to come. The church age is not the only age when God's going to be gathering people. Can you hear what I'm saying? And so there are those coming after us once we're caught up out of this world. Don't know when that's going to be, but you better be ready. Not teaching that today. But we're going to be caught up out of this world. And when we're caught up, God is going to execute the rest of his plan of salvation. But here's the thing. Ephesians says all ages are gathered in Jesus. So he bled for Abraham too. He bled for Abraham too. He bled for all of Israel. Y'all don't hear me. He took stripes for all of Israel. I'm loving God today. I see him as the ultimate Savior, as the ultimate God, as the all-wise, the Holy One. Hey, the one who is righteous in all of his ways. Would he give me a chance and not give them one? Would he give me a chance and not give them one? Come on, church. Everybody gets a chance. If that old Judas got one, everybody getting one. Because y'all know he was a devil. But he walked with Jesus for 3 years. Right up to the crucifixion. You don't even hear me. And wouldn't accept Jesus. But Jesus never cast him off. That's what you need to see. Jesus never cast him off. So he's not cast anybody off. Huh? Anybody who doesn't make it is because they chose not to. Come on. Jesus will never throw you away. Y'all don't even hear me. He will never throw you away. I can't even get to the verse I want to get to. Y'all, slow down. Okay. So it's a faith that the Father of faith will save any and all. The Bible says whosoever, doesn't it? John 3:16 says whosoever, whosoever, whosoever. They may be out there cursing God right now. They may be out there denying God right now. Some of the people who denied him the hardest became some of the greatest saints that ever lived. Apostle Paul is a good example. Good example. What's that Lewis guy? Well, C.S. Lewis. He was going to prove. He was going to prove that God was not God. And the more he studied, the more it kept panning out. It kept panning out. Kept panning out. One of the greatest authors of our time, C.S. Lewis. Why? Because he went to disprove God and proved God. You can't disprove God. I don't care what you do. You can walk around and act like you disproved him, but no, you didn't. You can't even get away from him. We heard early in the service today that every eye is going to see and every knee is going to bow and acknowledge that he's God. Even those who pierced him in the side, even those who crucified him, they're going to wake up long enough to say he really was God. Come on, church. You better get on board now. Okay. So, let me read some more. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations to the barren man. I have made thee. God talks in the past tense. Like Abraham is already a father of many nations because from eternity God has seen what's going to happen. From eternity God has already declared the Savior. From eternity. So he said, I have made thee father of many nations. So not just one nation is going in. The book of Revelation said every nation, every tongue from every generation. Can you hear what I'm saying? Nations from all over the face of the earth. Every tongue on the face of the earth. God is going to save a people. Can you hear me? There are people who have never heard of Jesus right now. Right this minute. There are people who never heard of Jesus. Don't know anything about him. But God said, I'm going to save every nation and every tongue. There are people that don't even speak. Can't speak his name. Don't know that he has a name. He going to save people from every. God is so smart. I can't get this out today. Every nation, every tongue, every nation, every tongue, God's going to save folk. That means the knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover what? The whole earth. The whole earth. Every man will know. You know, at one time there was this tribe that had never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And somehow one person from the tribe found one page from the Bible. Please hear me. One page from the Bible. That one page got the whole tribe saved. All it has to do is be the word of God. All it has to do is be the word of God. That one page from the Bible got a whole tribe of people saved. We got all of this. We got the whole thing. We got the story. They didn't even get the whole story. Don't tell me what he can't do. Don't tell me where his power won't reach. Don't tell me where his spirit won't go. Don't tell me what his spirit won't do. Believe. 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 As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. I haven't even gotten to the verse I want to get to yet. I'm going. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. He had nothing that he could see, nothing that he could touch, nothing that he could relate to that would declare that he was going to be the father of many nations. So he hoped against hope. He expected what there was no evidence in front of him to see, because he believed God. Stop looking for the evidence. Stop looking for the sign. Stop looking for movement. Stop looking for change. Just go with what he said. The Bible says he didn't have anything that he could call evidence that God could do this thing. He had nothing to prove that God could do what he said. Nothing at all. He just went with the God. Help me to just go with the word. Help me to just go with what you said. Oh God, that would be our prayer in here today. Just go with what you said. I don't need anything to move. Don't need anything to change when I believe you. You know how the kind of confidence that you have in somebody that you've been able to trust all your life, and that person remains the same? I heard this one man say a couple of weeks ago that this one guy had always been someone who had been in his life since he was about 19 years old. And he said, and the guy was so upright, he thought he fake. He said, he's fake, and one day I'm going to get to prove it. He said, and he, no matter where the man went, no matter what he told him, no matter what he did, he always kept his word. And he always walked according to the word that he was giving the young man from the scriptures. He said, he was telling me how to walk and how to live, because I had no instruction from my own father, had no instruction from my own home. He said, and so it's like this man just came into my life and was giving me instruction and giving me direction. He said, and I kept watching him. He said, and at first, he said, I just kept saying, any day now he gonna mess up, because nobody is this good. And he said, and then he said, I'm sitting up here now, I'm 40 years old, and he still ain't messed up. He said he proved that he believes this word. We need to walk and live like we believe what God said. God said it. Let's just believe it. He's talking about a man who could still fail. This man could still fail, but God never will. He never will. So we just need to believe him. Abraham believed without anything to say, this is the truth, except that God said it. And that's where we need to be. God said it to me. God said it to me. Did he say it to you? Then I need to believe it. I need to believe it. You can't come along and tell me something else and make me believe it. You can talk till you're blue in the face. God said. And that's the way we have to be. Amen. Still haven't gotten to the verse I want to get to. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded. That's the verse I wanted to get through. And being fully persuaded, completely persuaded, that what he had promised, he was able to perform. That word persuaded there means Abraham came to the conclusion that whatever God says, he grew to that place. That whatever God says, that's what's going to happen. Doesn't mean that he didn't wonder, could he help God out? Didn't mean he didn't wonder if he could help God out. But he came to the conclusion. I like the way I heard somebody say, he came by process of elimination to the settled conclusion that what God said is so. Some of us need to start doing a process of elimination. Some of us need to start eliminating stuff and realizing God's word is still going to be standing. I heard somebody say the cross is still standing, the grave is still empty, and the kingdom of God is unshaken. Hello, somebody. Hello. They all intact today with a world gone mad. They're all intact. A world that's going to grow worse. They're all intact. Why do we need to know this? Because God says in our day, things are going to get worse. In our day, we need to know as bad as they get, we're still kept. In our day, God promised us things were going to be bad. And we see them happening. And we see men growing worse and worse every day. But God. But God. Abraham's body died. Because when God spoke it to him, his body wasn't dead. He could still do a little bit. But his body died and was equal to his wife's dead body. Two dead bodies. Now God steps up. I love it. God said, when you can't, and you know you can't, when you get to the place where you see, I really can't do this, ooh-wee. Get me there, Lord. See, I'm praying for myself right now. Get me there, Lord. When you get to the place, when you say, when you see you really can't, girl, when you say, it's you, Lord, and not me. I'm talking to you. When you say, God, it's you. It's not me. But that mama in you just keep on kicking up. She keep kicking up. She keep kicking up. God said, when you get over you, you're going, ooh, reke, shake. You're going to see my hand. You're going to see my hand. Huh? My son was in the fourth grade in that school district down there. And I don't care what they're doing. They just kept passing my son. I went to the board. I went to everybody. Stop passing my son. He's not getting this. He's not getting this. He's not getting that. He's not getting this. And they just kept passing him. Just kept passing him. And then when he got to the fourth grade, we moved to a school district. And the teacher that they gave him was a Christian. And she said to me, if you'll give me 2 years with him, when we got to the school district, he was at a second grade level, first half. When she said, if you'll give me 2 years, I'll have him ready for the fifth grade. She had him 2 years. When it was time for Eric to leave there, he was in the fifth grade and ready for the fifth grade. And able to study the way he was able to learn. Nobody had ever been able to help him the way she helped him. And now he's a man able to take care of himself. Is anybody paying attention? But before we got there, I was always, Lord help me. Always trying to run it. And God kept saying, give him to me. Give him to me. And when I gave him to him, he gave him a teacher who saw how my son would learn. Who saw how she could get him from second grade, first half, to fifth grade in 2 years. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying? She saw what she could do for him. Thank God for Mrs. Howard every day of my life. Every day of my life. We got to give it all to him. Why? Because he's able. Bible says Abraham didn't have any proof. He didn't have anybody he could call. He couldn't Google anybody. He couldn't look it up. He couldn't TikTok. He couldn't do none of that. He didn't have reference books. He didn't have Hebrew and Greek to study. He just believed God. In here today, now faith is. Now faith is. He's got you. He's got your children. He's got this work situation. He's got this food situation. God's got it all. I promise you, if you'll walk with him, you're going to shine in the darkness. If you'll walk with him, you're going to shine in the darkness. And people are going to come to you and say, what you doing? What you doing? Oh, I'm believing Jesus. I'm going where Jesus is taking me. Oh, God's going to do some miracles, signs, and wonders in this day. Yes, he is. And he's going to do them through you, through the church. God is going to show the world through the church his power, his glory, through the church, through the church. He's going to show the wonder of who he is. It's a promise. Read Ephesians. He said through the church. And in Jesus Christ, he's going to gather everybody for all time. I love it. Everything, everybody, all time. Jesus Christ. That's good to me. I want to see it. I want to see it. Hallelujah. 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 He staggered not at the promise of God, being fully persuaded. Are you fully persuaded today that the Lord is God? Are you fully persuaded that if God promised, he will do it? Are you fully persuaded that thing you think you made up, it really was God talking? It really was God talking. And then I found out this about God. You can't even ask big enough. So why are you thinking it's too big? Mm-hmm. That's too much. That's too big. Well, God wouldn't do that. I double dog dare you to believe if God said it, he'll do it. Amen. He's fully persuaded that what he promised, he was able to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Because Paul has been making an argument for what it means to be right. He's been making an argument for we are made right in Jesus Christ because we believe God. He's been making that his argument so that you'll understand it's not your works. You can't do any works. It's Jesus who made us right with God. And so we believe him today. Amen. And so God in Jesus is saving all who will accept him. Jesus, God in Jesus is bringing peace and deliverance to all who will accept what he has spoken over our lives. Transforming Word Church, don't you let go of the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Don't you let him go. Don't you let him go. We're in our time when God is saving the Gentile. We're in our time. Don't you miss this time. God has set Israel aside for these years, all this time for us to be saved. Don't you waste it. Don't you waste it. Don't you waste it. Don't you waste it. Because he's coming back to them. So come on now. Come now. Amen. Father, thank you for salvation in Jesus today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. TC, I see God lining up. I see people getting in line behind you. Mm.